Here's the story of Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, the toughest friend. And Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hidey, 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 hidey. Hello, son. I was doing Cab Calloway. He was good. And good looking, too. His hair was dyed and fried and laid to the side. Hey, I bet you don't know what this is.
Paint remover?
No, it's something you eat.
Oh, stomach remover.
You keep talking like that and I ain't gonna give you none. See, this is a special blend of Swiss cheese and guacamole. I call it holy moly.
How'd you ever come up with a combination like that?
It's from an old recipe book handed down through generations of Sanfords. See, you're supposed to serve it with sauteed mule spleen.
There's no such thing.
Maybe that's why they passed it down. Because I couldn't find no mule spleen. So I'm serving it with potato chips. Taste it.
Oh, no, you lapped in it.
I didn't lap in it.
You always lap in the stuff you make.
Well, I didn't lap in the holy moly.
All right, then you sniffed in it. It's just as bad.
I didn't lap in it, and I didn't sniff in it. Now here, taste it.
Well, that's too much. I can't eat all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, taste it. Oh.
Hey, that's not bad, but how come you made so much?
Oh, this ain't much. This is just enough to last for about 2.5 hours straight through the movie we're gonna watch tonight. In that movie, the mushroom people meet the monsters from Mars. See, that's that movie where the people eat mushrooms and 2 hours later, they turn into mushrooms. And then another part is when the monster from Mars is driving all around trying to find out where the mushroom people are living because he got a tank full of oil and vinegar dressing.
I know, Pops, that's
it's a good movie.
No, but that's not what I want to say.
I've seen it 7 times.
I know. See, it was a great movie, Pop, but I don't want to see it again.
You don't?
No.
Well, what you want to watch? You want to watch wrestling? Or you want to watch the roller derby? Or Reverend Ike?
Pop, I don't want to watch no TV at all tonight. And besides, I'm not even going to be here. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Julio wants to shoot some pool tonight, and he asked me if I'd go with him, and I told him yeah.
Yeah, but you promised me you're going to watch the mushroom people with me.
I know I did, Pop, and I'm sorry, but Julio asked me, and I told him I'd go.
Well, what's more important, you going to shoot pool or sitting here watching mushroom people with me? I mean, what if something happened while you're gone? You know, with my bad heart and my arthritis.
Pop, every time I want to go out with Julio and have some fun, you always say the same thing. What if? Now, I'm going out and shoot pool with Julio tonight, and that's all there is to it. And I'm going in here and make me a sandwich.
Wait a minute, son. Wait a minute. I want to tell you something. You don't know like I know. See, what you got to do is stop hanging out with Julio so much.
Why?
Because you might pick up some of his bad habits.
What bad habits?
Well, haven't you noticed how he talk funny?
Pop, that's an accent. He speaks English with a Spanish accent. So what?
That's all the more reason why you shouldn't hang out with him, because pretty soon you're going to be talking just like him. It's bad enough listening to Julio talk with accent, but you with accent, that'd be ridiculous. Instead of saying shoes, you'd be saying choose. I'm going to put on my shoes.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about it, Pop, because once you talk English good, can't nobody change it.
And that's another reason, too, that you shouldn't hang out with Julio. See, because Puerto Ricans are social climbers. And Julio got to be in awful bad shape to pick you to climb with.
Why don't you just come on out and admit it, Pop? The only reason you don't want me to be friends with Julio is because you're prejudiced.
Well, it's not prejudice as much as I'm against people that aren't American.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Un-American. Like, Americans have pet dogs. Julio got a pet goat. Now, if Julio is American, how come he ain't got a pet dog?
Well, how come you don't have a pet dog?
Are you kidding? And let him mess up my good imitation Persian rugs?
Why don't you just stop it?
I ain't stopping nothing. I'm just telling you the truth.
Hey, man, don't finger my baloney. First you sniffing the dip, and now you flap my baloney.
Well, how you gonna flap it unless you finger it?
If it needs fingering, I use my own. Now, if you finger somebody else's baloney, you should eat it.
Really?
That's right.
Well, if you say so.
Give me my sandwich. Yeah, come on in, Julio.
Hey, man.
Hey, who?
Hey, Mr. Sanford. Lamar and I are going to choose some pool, man.
Could you say that again?
I said Lamar and I are going to choose some pool.
You hear that, Lamar? You and Julio are going to choose some pool. Man, if you're going to choose some pool, you ought to go put on your new shoes.
Hey, fantastic, man. That's really nice. You got some new shoes?
Sure.
Listen, why don't you go with us, man?
No. He doesn't want to go.
How do you know I don't want to go?
You got heart trouble, remember?
That's all the more reason to do some pool playing before the big one hits.
You also have arthritis.
Yeah, but when arthritis hits me, it bends his finger down to a little peephole, and I just slide the cue stick in there.
Come on, man. Let's go. Cool, man.
See you later, Mr. Simon.
That's right. Go on and leave and have fun. Leave old people to live alone in fear. With their bad hearts and aching bones and worn-out bodies.
Everything is worn out on you except your mouth.
Everything is worn out on me except this. I give you some of this across your lips. I hope when you're shooting, you miss. Well, anyway, I have all the holy moly to myself. Don't come back in there no more. Go fish boat your house. And if you want something to eat, eat them empty Frito bag laying down there. Eat a man's stuff for the goat in your house. That goat again. I don't want to have this kind of trouble around here. All right, Mr. Goat, that's all she wrote. I'm gonna tie you up and throw the knot away. Hey, what you two guys doing over there?
None of your business, old man.
Listen, I'm making my business. What are you doing over there?
Like they say in Washington, you don't know and you don't want to know.
And they also say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. You better get going before I get tough.
Cool it, old man. Mind your own business. Everything be all right.
I'll make it my business. It ain't gonna be all right till you put that stuff down. That don't belong to you. Put that stuff back.
You want it put back? Come on over here and put it back.
You don't scare me. I'll come over there and teach you guys something.
I got something pointed right at you that says you can't.
Class dismissed.
That's right. Get on back in the house and shut up.
I'm going.
Move.
I'm moving.
Move.
I'm moving. I'm going. You guys don't scare me none.
All right, hold on.
Hell, don't shoot! Don't shoot! Hey, what are you trying to do? Scare me to death?
I'm sorry, Pop.
Come on, man. I just been robbed.
What?
Yeah, I was robbed, man.
Well, let's call the police.
No, man, I did that.
Well, what did they take, Julio?
Oh, lots of stuff, man. Right out of my yard, man. My tools, my electrical equipment, my everything, man. They took it all. And the worst part of it, man, y eso sí que me cae como un pulgante, man. Se llevaron a chico.
They stole your goat?
Yeah.
Hey, that's terrible, Pop. And you slept through that whole thing?
I didn't say I slept through the whole thing.
Well, if you didn't sleep through it, tell us what you heard.
Yeah, and what did you see, Mr. Sanford? Did you see them take Chico?
I didn't know they were taking Chico.
Yeah, but did you see who broke into my place?
Yeah, I saw him and I talked to him.
Well, if you saw him and talked to him, tell us what happened, Pop.
Well, I heard this noise in the yard, and I ran out there and saw these two guys. And I said, hey, what you doing over there? And one guy said, you don't know and you don't want to know.
Oh, man. But, Mr. Sanford, did you get a good look at them?
Yeah, I got a good look at them.
Do you think you could recognize them if you saw them again?
Sure, I can recognize them.
Vaya, man, that's fantastic. I got a witness. Yeah. I'm going to call the police and tell them I got a witness.
You know,
man.
If we got a witness, Pop, they'll be able to get Julio's goat back real soon. You know, that's good. Good.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Hello, police. Yeah, this is Julio Fuentes. Yeah, I called you before about the robbery. Yeah, right. Listen, I got a witness. Yeah, a man saw the crooks and he can identify them for you. Yeah, here, I'll let him talk to you.
Go on. Go ahead, Pop. Take the phone. Tell the cops what you saw.
I ain't getting involved in this.
Come on, man. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. I didn't see nothing.
You said you saw and heard everything.
Listen, to the best of my recollection, at this point in time, forget it. I'm good.
Look, Pop, all you gotta do is describe those guys to the police.
If you identify them, man, they will go to jail. That's...
Yeah, and they go to jail and have more time to think of what they're gonna do to me when they get out.
But we gotta do something.
Well, do like I do. Live and let live. I've been doing that all my life. Living and letting. And the more you let, the longer you live.
I don't understand that, Pop.
That's I don't.
Hey, it's really happy. We saw your lights. We figured Julio was over here.
We're responding to the alleged burglary at the, the Fuentes residence.
No, look, it's not alleged, man. My goat was robbed, Bob.
Easy, Caballero. When did you first become aware of the theft?
When I got home tonight. Chico was not there to meet me, and he's always there when I come home. Well, he wasn't there. I went outside, beat up Chico. Busco para arriba, para abajo, por detrás de la casa, por el redondo del bloque. Y nada.
Poor favor, senor. Could you say habla a little slower?
Look, my goat was stolen.
Goat was stolen.
Say, Smitty, would it make a difference if we had a witness?
Well, it might make all the difference. You got a witness?
We sure do. Pop!
Mr. Sanford, please, you saw the whole thing. Yeah. Please, tell them what happened, huh? Tell them what you saw.
Hey, what'd you see, friend?
Yeah, what'd you see?
We'll handle the interrogation, son. This is our territory. What did you see?
Two guys, I heard this noise. I heard this. I went out in the yard, and these two guys out there say, hey, what are you guys doing out there? And one of them said, you don't know, and you don't want to know. And if you know me, you know that's all I know. You know?
What'd it look like, Fred?
I don't know.
But you said you knew, Pop.
I know, but now I don't know.
Come on, Fred, tell us. Now, if there's a gang operating the neighborhood, next time it could be you, you know?
I know, and if I tell on her, you know, I'm making sure that would be me.
Mr. Sanford, you know it is your duty to tell.
That's right, Mr. Sanford, and you don't have anything to worry about. The law will protect you. The law is always around.
Well, where was the law when they were robbing Julio York? Do you know?
No, I don't know. But let me put it another way.
No, wait, please. Let me. Mr. Sanford, please, look. Put yourself in my position, huh? Think of how you would feel if you had a dog. A dog that loved you, one that gave you affection and comfort, and asked for nothing in return but the chance to show you that love and affection. And then one day, psst, gone. And your dog is gone. He has been stolen. But I mean, wouldn't that break your heart?
That's why I don't have no dog.
Well, let me put it another way, Mr. Sasser. You'd be doing those criminals a favor by turning them in.
A favor?
That's right. You'd give them the opportunity to be rehabilitated.
And you give me the opportunity to be decapitated.
Okay, Fred, we get the message. But if you change your mind, give us a call. We'll see you later. Okay. Come on, Hobbit.
Mr. Sanford, I just have one thing to say. I'm very, very disappointed.
Yeah, and that goes double for me because you're the one who's always running around here spouting the golden rule.
Yeah, that's right. You know, my Bible says, do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
And my Bible said, don't do unto others if they ain't done unto you because you might get done in doing it.
How can you live with yourself?
Same way I live with myself when you leave me here all alone. I have to look out for myself, and that's what I'm gonna do now. I'm going upstairs and give me some beauty sleep.
And when I was a kid, you was the one that always taught me to love thy neighbor.
I didn't know the neighborhood was gonna change this fast.
Adios.
What kind of fool am I? Da 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 dee dee dee, la da da dee dee dee, dee dee dee.
What kind of
love is whoever?
Hey, Pop, I'm up. Where's my breakfast?
When breakfast coming up?
What kind?
Hello? Oh, hi, Smitty. Oh yeah, hold on a second. I'll see. Hey, Pop.
Yeah.
Smitty on the phone, he wants to know if you'll come down to the station house. He's got some guys he wants you to look at.
What kind of fool am I?
Did you hear what I said, Pop? What should I tell him? He's waiting.
Maybe you didn't hear me the first time. I said it as clear as I could.
What kind of fool am I?
Hello, Smitty? No, he's not going to do it. Okay, I'll keep trying. Bye. Hey, you're never gonna change your mind about identifying those guys to the police, are you?
Nope.
Well, can't you see how upset this whole thing has made Julio, Pop?
Look, son, into each life some rain must fall. Better that it fall on Julio. Eat your breakfast, son.
Okay, but why don't you go get the newspapers?
One newspaper coming up.
What kind of lips are these? And dee 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 dee.
Here I have been. Oh no! Lamont! Lamont! The truck!
What?
The truck is gone.
The truck?
Somebody stole the truck.
Oh no.
Oh Lamont, I think I'm gonna have a big one.
Hey, Smitty was right, man. It's probably a whole gang of them working this neighborhood. But if they stole the truck last night, they had to make some noise. Now, did you hear anything?
I ain't hear nothing.
Well, maybe Julio heard something. I'll see. Hey, Julio! Hey, Julio!
How you gonna make your pickup without a truck?
I don't know.
How can we run a business without a truck?
I don't know.
This is the end.
Hey, what's the matter? What happened?
Julio, somebody stole our truck.
We were robbed.
Oh, so that's what they took, huh?
What you mean that's what they took?
Yeah.
You heard them?
Sure, I heard them, yeah. I should have suspected when I saw them. Ave Maria.
You saw them?
Sure, I saw them right here. And I said to them, what are you doing in Mr. Sanford's yard? Get out of there! What are you doing there? And they said, you do not know and you do not want to know.
That's the same. It must be the same gang. That's the same thing they told you, wasn't it, Pop? Hey, did you get a look at them, Julio?
Sure, I saw them plain as day. I recognize them anywhere.
You can recognize them?
Sure.
Did you hear that, Lamont?
Yeah.
Julio can recognize
them. Yeah.
That'd be a great help to the police.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute, I'll be back a minute. Oh, I'd call the police. He took my truck.
That's wonderful.
This is fine,
get it all straightened out, sure.
Took my truck.
Yeah.
Julio, I'm glad that you can identify him. That'd be a big help.
Oh, yeah. Police. Absolutely, Nico Sample. Yeah, right away.
Hello, police? This is Fred Sample. Can you send Officer Hopping and Officer Smitty over to my house? Somebody stole my truck, and I got a witness that can identify him. Yeah, right away. Thanks a lot. What does that mean?
Ah, that is my new motto. Yo vivo como yo quiero y que el resto del mundo haga lo que yo quiera.
What does that mean?
I ain't describing nobody.
You got to. You know the guy took my truck.
Yeah, I know that. But they might, if I tell them, they might decide to come back and run me over with it. I don't want to be run over by a truck, especially a stolen truck. No, no, no. Keva, no way.
No, wait a minute. See, if you tell on them, then they won't have a truck to run over you with.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, maybe the guys that stole the truck want to get started in junk business.
I mean, I don't want to deprive them of equal opportunity. You might accuse me of being prejudiced or something. No, 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 Mr. Saffron, no.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You didn't identify the guys that stole my gun. Now, why should I identify the guys that stole your truck?
That's right. Why should he identify the guys that stole your truck?
Yeah.
Well, see, a truck is more important than a goat.
Oh, not to me.
Not to him.
And besides, I can haul junk in my truck. A goat can't do that.
Ah, but my goat gives me milk, and I can drink it or make cheese out of it. Now, a truck can't do that.
Truck can't do that.
Excuse me, is there echo in here?
Now, look, each thing is important in its own way. Instead of standing up here arguing about which is more important, why don't we just wait till the police get here and you both do some identifying, and that way we'll get everything back where it belongs.
If he will, I will.
I will think about it.
You gonna think about it?
Yeah.
But you know the guy that got my truck.
That's all right. I'm gonna take my time thinking about it. You took
no,
your
don't
time.
Take no,
you
time.
Right,
don't
take my
time.
No, I'm not gonna take anybody.
Hey, we got here as soon as we could.
Officer Smitty, man. Officer Hoppy, listen. I'm glad you got here because hey, Julio can identify the guys that stole my truck. Right, Julio?
Not until you identify the guys that stole my goat.
Well, you go first.
No, no, no. You go first.
Pop, you tell him what the guys look like that stole Julio's goat?
We'll take it from here, Lamont. What did the guys look like who stole Julio's goat?
Well, one guy was tall and skinny and had on a windbreaker. Another guy was short and fat and had on a sweater.
Yeah, you know, that sounds like those two suspects we apprehended and detained pending felony charges.
Hey, you mean you got the guys that stole my goat?
Yeah, and if Fred can put them on the scene, it's only a matter of time before we get everything back.
Hey, that's fantastic. You hear that? I'm going to get Chico back. Vaya, ahora sí la cosa está buena, man.
Okay, okay, okay. Now, get to identifying the guy that took my truck.
Well, thanks a lot for coming, Hoppy.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. Ain't nobody leaving here until Julio gets to identifying people took my truck.
Well, that is not going to be necessary, Mr. Sanford. You see, your truck wasn't stolen.
What?
No, I parked it on the other side of Julio's house. We wanted to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, it was just a little practical joke to show you how it feels to be the one who gets robbed.
Yeah. Looks like they put one over on you, Fred.
Yeah, I guess it all ended in a good laugh. Even though, you know, these practical jokes can end in serious accidents.
Well, looks like we can go, Poppy.
Yeah, we'll scoop you later.
Dig you later.
Dig you later. Dig you later. Hasta Luigi.
Well, I'm gonna go get the truck, Pop, and I'll be right back.
Hey, Julio, that sure was a dirty trick y'all played on me.
Oh, no, Mr. Sanford, we just want to teach you a lesson, that's all. But believe me, if anything really happened, I would be the first one to go to the police, rob the boy, and tell him everything I saw.
Well, I guess I'd do the same thing if it happened to you. But let's hope it don't happen no more.
Oh, man, believe me, I could
hey,
not
Bob,
go...
guess what?
What?
The truck, it was really stolen.
What?
Somebody really stole my truck.
Kidding, don't say, don't say that. My truck is really stolen.
Admit it.
What's going on?
Hey,
hey, man, it's a good thing that Mushroom People movie was on again tonight. After a day like we had, man, it's good just to sit home and watch television, isn't it?
Yeah, after you parked my truck in the tow-air zone and cost me $17.50 to go get it, that's about all we can afford to watch is TV.
Yeah. I'm really sorry, Mr. Sanford. I'm sorry it cost you so much to get your truck back.
Listen, sorry I don't put no money in my pocket, no food on my table.
Hey, listen, I tell you, I am so happy to get Chico back. I will pay you the $17.50, huh?
Let's have it.
Oh, well, I mean, I can pay you in cash, but I will pay you $17.50 worth of goat's milk. I mean, you can drink it or make it into cheese or use it to make holy moly.
The holy moly. I forgot the holy moly.
Hey, the holy moly, that's right.
Get away, boy!
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.